2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 19. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Romans 8:29. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. According to the context of the book of Galatians, to have Christ formed in us is to allow him to permeate our being and saturate our inward parts. When Christ occupies our inner being in this way, he is formed in us. In order to have Christ formed in us, we need to drop everything other than Christ himself, no matter how good these things may be. Although the law was given by God, it must be set aside so that all the ground in our being may be given over to Christ. We need to allow him to saturate every part of our inner being. He must occupy us and saturate our mind, emotion, and will. Today's reading. For Christ to make home in our hearts, he needs to be able to settle down within us. This is to have Christ formed in us. To have Christ formed in us is to allow the all-inclusive Spirit to occupy every part of our inner being. The law should not have any room in our mind, emotion, or will. All the ground within us must be for Christ. We should let Christ be our thought, our decision, our love, and everything to us. Everything other than Christ must diminish, and Christ must become everything to us in our experience. To have Christ formed in us is to have Christ mingled with our whole being. In every part of our being, Christ should be mingled with us. Christ must saturate us and permeate us until he is completely blended with us, then he will be formed in us. This indicates that he desires to have a very subjective relationship with us. Paul's word about Christ being formed in the believers implies that we are being constituted with Christ. Christ is living in us, he is being formed in us, and he is becoming our constitution. To have Christ formed in us is a living, organic matter. He intends to constitute our whole being, our mind, emotion, and will, with himself. Eventually, our whole being will be constituted with the element of Christ. This means that he will constitute every part of our soul so that we may have his form, his image, in every part of our being. For Christ to be formed in us means that his element is being constituted into us. His being is becoming our being, and his constitution is becoming our constitution. This is a matter not merely of the element of Christ being within us but of having the element of Christ constituted into us. To be constituted with Christ in this way involves a process of organic transformation and formation. In this process, something living, Christ with his element, is being constituted into, wrought into, our being. The New Testament reveals that Christ is deeply related to our being. This is not merely a concept, theory, or theology, it is a divine fact that we need to experience in full. The word formed in Galatians 4:19 corresponds to the word image in 2 Corinthians 3:18. This image is a form. Christ must be formed in us so that we may express him by being in his image. As the living one, Christ with his element is working within us organically, constituting our being with himself so that we may have his form and express his image. In keeping with this, Paul used the words transformed and conformed. Christ's being formed in us depends on our being transformed into his image. If we are not transformed into his image, Christ has not been formed in us. Moreover, are being transformed into His image, and His being formed in us cause us to be conformed to His image. Our being conformed to His image is the issue of His being formed in us. This is the end of today's morning revival.